hot out here. No, I don't mind though. I'm glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal's Journey to My Father's Palace. Destiny, coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Hearts of Worship. This is your host, Becky Phillips, and I just want to welcome you on to our show this morning. I want to just say thank you to our sponsors, Rebecca Lawler, Ben's Bazaar. Share posts and commentate, and bear with me, there are other locations. Run it like the state. They service in 2 locations in Orange County, B&B Remodelers, and of course, all the other sponsors that share their support with us for all the shows that we are bringing to you on Soul Sister Enterprise and Soul Sister Radio. We thank you for that, and we thank you for getting behind our vision and being able to educate, empower, and lift up those that call in each week. So thank you for that. Today, I first want to say, before we even get started, a big happy birthday to our tribute host, Maria Di Giovanni. It is her birthday today. I love this woman with all my heart. She is just a gift from God, and so I just want to make sure everybody knows it's her birthday, and she has a blessed day today. So today and this week, when I was preparing for music, I know we spend a lot of time in worship, with worship music, and just going before the Lord and opening up our hearts and just preparing our hearts to be ready to receive what comes up into tribute and whatever the Lord wants to impart to us. And, you know, it's important that we do that. It's important that our lives constantly are a representation of worship. It's not just going before Him in a certain amount of time to sing worship songs and love songs to the Lord. It's an act of worship. It's everything we do every day, minute by minute, hour by hour. Our life is an act of worship. Our heart, our gratitude, our interactions with others, everything that we do, everything, you know, we breathe in and breathe out is an act of worship to God, and we are living sacrifices to Him. And we are, our temples, our bodies are our temples, and we are supposed to live accordingly to that, to just show God every day that we worship Him and love Him. And we also are called to pray. And so today I'm really excited because the Lord brought music to me that I have. And I was just, yesterday when I was sending the music over to be uploaded, I just wanted to praise. I know God knows my heart, and yes, I go before Him and worship, and I try to worship every day, but praising Him is also an act of worship. So today, the music that I picked is just that. It's praise music. It's music to lift you up. It's music to get you excited. It's music to get you going. And for me, and I'm sharing it with you, I love all kinds of music. My favorite sort of music when I want to really just get in a really good frame of mind, or like dancing is, the R&B type music. So today you've got some Kirk Franklin and other R&B artists, Christian artists coming to you with their praise music. So you're going to just get up and praise and enjoy the Lord and have a wonderful time with Him and enjoy Him. And so the scripture reference that I want to leave you with today is Psalm 111. And this psalm reads as follows. It says, "Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart, in the council of upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in Him. Glorious and majestic are His deeds, and His righteousness endures forever. He has caused His wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear Him. He remembers His covenant forever. He has shown His people the power of His works, giving them the land of their nations. The works of His hands are faithful and just, and all His precepts are trustworthy. They are steadfast forever and ever, done in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for His people. He ordained His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow His precepts have good understanding. To Him belongs eternal praise." So we are supposed to praise Him forever and ever. And the scripture reference says, "I will extol the Lord," just says that the psalmist praises the Lord for His physical and spiritual blessings and for His providential care for those who love and fear Him. And the psalmist is determined to praise God not only privately, but also in the assembly. It is biblical to praise God spontaneously and aloud in church. So I just hope you enjoy the music, and Lord, I just ask that you just give us, everyone who's listening, that they would just get up and dance and shout and praise before you, Lord, and enjoy their time with you. Enjoy the music.
Put your hands together, come on. repenting death in order to Jesus Christ in the midst of time. No, I must have been on the crew. Remember, so the end of no for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not the earth for Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. My, yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless the Lord for Christ.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm not the earth. No.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up. Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Like this, warm up like this.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the Advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Whoever believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works. This wasn't lip service. Jesus was talking to you. Learn how to claim your God-given dominion to follow the Master's example and restore health, demonstrate supply, harmonize relationships, have victory over sin, healing through prayer, spiritual solutions to life's challenges.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gift, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support.
I was a dead man, out in the cold. Life was a pit and I was deep in a hole, just about to give up. Then lo and behold, a voice from within said, save your soul. Yo, brothers and sisters all around the globe, I got a story, word. It's gotta be told to my family, friends, fans, even my foes. It's like this, y'all, this is how it goes. I was out in the world without a name or a goal, huh? Out of school and out of control, set in my ways, yeah, stuck in the mold, and going the wrong way down a one-way road. Young and bold, I didn't wanna be told. I used to steal and brag about the stuff I stole. Then one bright day, my mind got blown when a voice from within said, save your soul. Listen, no, I didn't want to be told. Things were looking up and I was on the roll. I was a rude boy and a Romeo, and anywhere I went I started the show. I had money, woman, plenty of gold, and an overinflated ego. I was a dead man, but I didn't know until a voice from within said, save your soul. A movie, and I was playing the role of a black youth living in the ghetto. Where the action was, that's where I'd go. Right or wrong, I'll be going with the flow. But what you reap is what you sow. It's like karma, the bad you do will follow. You were round, and I was going down, right down, with my face in the ground. Two hands bound to a siren sound. None of my so-called friends anywhere to be found. As I thought to myself, in life you're alone. A voice from within said, anyone home? Yes, Lord, well here I be. If I ain't ready yet, I will never be. I'm sorry for the things that I did before. Believe me, Lord, I won't do them no more. I'll be an arrow if you will be my bow. And anywhere I'm sent, I'll gladly go. I'll be a witness
all around the world, to every man, every woman, every boy and girl. Cause I was born in the ghetto with a strong survive and with a will to strive. I began to rise from 79, or was it 75, when reggae music began to open my eyes about the truth, the right, Jah the Most High, and how to achieve that little pie in the sky. Inspirated, yeah, I was totally motivated. To the border, I decided to chop the mic, but my direction was not to only those of my complexion, but the brown, yellow, red, and the white man. Critics criticize, cynics cynicize, any entertainer with a message they victimize. But in this world I've sinned, it's no surprise. So with the media, I sympathize. I hear the rich man's laughter, hear the poor man's cries. Hypocrites advertise their lies through their eyes. Everyone's born, most of us die, but only God's children get the prize. Don't be a fool, be cool, come on and get wise. Yeah, wise up, no compromise. And listen to the voice that resides within your mind, cause God has sent a guide to all mankind. Choice is yours, life above or death below. It's up to you to save your soul.
Soul Sister Radio.
Whoever believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works. This wasn't lip service. Jesus was talking to you. Learn how to claim your God-given dominion to follow the Master's example and restore health, demonstrate supply, harmonize relationships, have victory over sin, healing through prayer, spiritual solutions to life's challenges.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlor Limited.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gift, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you to Church Reboot. And Rebecca Lawler, are you here?
I am. Good morning. Happy birthday, Princess.
Well, thank you so very much. And Becky, you had a great show today, and thank you so much for wishing me a happy birthday on that show. And the weather's kind of funny here in California. Welcome to Church Reboot, and what a great show, A Heart for Worship, Becky. It was wonderful. I love all the music. It was so diverse, and we have such an audience out there from all over the world that are listening, so I want to say thank you to all of our archive listeners. If you are in the chat room, go ahead, log off, log back on. You can get a free Blog Talk account, and I can go ahead and chat with you, too, while we're on the show. So I just want to welcome everybody, and yes, today is my birthday. We're getting older, Rebecca. It's another birthday, so tell
you're not,
me.
You're getting more beautiful. You're not getting
it's
older.
Like
you're getting wiser, and more beautiful. It's like fine wine, exactly.
The fine line. So tell me how everything is on the East Coast as you start to head out towards the West Coast.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Claire and I come out Tuesday. We're really, really looking forward to being out there. And we're great. We're great on the East Coast. It's been a bit of a challenging week, but we're getting through it. I'm actually personally trying to put closure to some things in my life that I've been going through. And God's grace, thank the Lord, is with me and keeping me strong and allowing me to move forward. But it has been, as we sometimes say, a bathroom tour week.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on the bathroom tour and you're trying to learn, when God is trying to teach you a lesson and you're trying to be a better person and trying to make a difference and trying to move forward. So I've had a really great week in many ways as far as knowing God's grace and moving forward. And emotionally and in my heart, it's been a hard week as well, but like I said, Claire, she is so excited about coming out, and I am as well. We want to see all of our dear friends out in California. We'll be out there for 3 weeks, so it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to get to the West Coast.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. However, the weather this week and the last couple of days, and we have our networking event today, and we're praying that the precipitation is what they call it. I can't say it really well with my jaw. But we're hoping that it dries up by 3 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to be at the Hummingbird House Cafe in San Juan Capistrano, and it's absolutely beautiful there. And all of the hosts that are local are going to be joining us. And we are now producing 11 shows on Soul Sister Radio. And I'm really, really excited about it. And I just want to say thank you to all of our amazing sponsors, our guardians, all of our ambassadors, all of those that are really stepping up to the plate. Becky, if you're there, unmute. I would love for you to share a little bit about what you're creating, if you would like to do that. And because, again, this show is about all of us coming together. My greatest gift, my greatest birthday gift, is to make sure that none of us end up in a situation like my dear friend Susan Murphy Milano did last year. And we were praying for her last year, and now, as we all know, she's up in heaven. And my greatest gift and my legacy, as you all know, all we have is the legacy that we leave behind, right, Rebecca, is for international. We are forced to promote action, changing the face of abuse, because all of us have been abused. And we definitely don't look like it now, so we've changed that face. And the platform that we are sitting on now, Soul Sister Enterprise, which holds the television aspect of what we're going to be doing and the radio aspect of what we're going to be doing. And that's my greatest gift. And what I've been telling all of you, and today's show is truly like stepping through my journey to get me to where I am. And Becky, one of my biggest things that I've been asking you to do and all the ambassadors to really focus on what God is calling you to do individually, that is both outreach, radio, and your own for-profit business. And Becky, I've been praying for you for months. How many months have I been asking you, please, what show are you supposed to be doing?
Oh, yeah, you've been praying for that for quite a while, and I've just kind of can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's kind of flipping like I'm told you earlier.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Yeah, you've been asking me for quite a while to do another show, and I just haven't really, with everything I've been walking through and picking myself up off the bathroom floor and moving on, with that comes some clarity, that is for sure. And when you spend time with the Lord, He's faithful to show you what you tend to forget or put on the back burner or, you know, not believe for or just, you know. Anyway, long story short is we decided, or I decided, me and God decided that I was going to go ahead and step up and do another show. And it's going to be a little bit different than probably what everybody's expecting. But for those of you that know me, I am nothing but a farm chick. I'm a cowgirl raised and bred on a rodeo ranch. Traveled all over the West Coast and Midwest for most of my childhood while my family produced rodeos. So that is in my core and in my being of who I am. And I've strayed away from it for about 20 years, not intentionally, just life happens and we all go different directions. But it's never left me. For 10 years, I was the rodeo superintendent for our local rodeo here in Spokane. And while I was in that position, I brought that rodeo up to, when I left, it won PRCA Small Rodeo of the Year for the Columbia River Circuit. So that was a pretty big accomplishment. And I just stepped away again, and I'm not really sure why, I just did. So this radio show that I'm doing is going to tie back in all those roots and I guess you'd say lifestyles of Western heritage, and it's called She's Gone Country, Back to Her Roots. and my Aunt Vicky, who lives in Llano, Texas, who has been able to stay true to our heritage and has been involved in the industry for 50-some years. She is going to co-host with me, and we are just going to really call it a grassroots movement, call it what you will. It's really going to be showing the listeners and the folks that turn into the archives what the Western heritage is all about, why we love God, why we're conservative, why we believe the things that we believe, why we have passion for what we have passion for, and why we are trying so hard to hold on to all the things that have been under attack as far as the country lifestyle goes. So we may have guests from the ranching community, the rodeo community, folks that are out in the community doing things for different charitable organizations. It's just going to be a plethora of all kinds of different country backgrounds. And we had our first production meeting, and we're getting our list together. It's going to be really exciting, but I just think the way of life that I grew up to know and what has molded me into the strong, tough girl I am today has been my country upbringing, and it's just been under attack from just the way our society's going, the upturn and speed in technology, things have just, our government, everything has just really kind of taken fire at that, my heritage. And so I just want to educate, empower, and uplift that realm of living, and hope it helps bridge a gap between the generations of yesteryear and today, and our kids that are growing up today.
Yeah, that's really important. And again, what this whole show is all about is really, like I said, going back a little bit. And we all came together through an organization that brought us together. And it was the woman who started that organization that heard me sing once. And this song that I'm going to play is actually the first song that I sang publicly. I'm going to go to that song, but first I'm going to have Rebecca, if you don't mind, open us up in prayer. And one of the scriptures that I asked Becky to find for me, and this was absolutely the most perfect scripture, because Becky, you said that you've been on the bathroom floor. You all know that I've been on the bathroom floor. Becky, or Rebecca, we know you've been on the bathroom floor. And one of the things that I keep encouraging us all to do is really just go towards what he is telling you to do. Luke 12:31, but seek him first. Seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Rebecca, if you open us up in prayer, we're going to go right after that to the song that I sang. And it's still the words to this song. I want you to really pay attention to them. And it's really what we encourage all of these women in our lives to go to every time, because we're not healed, ladies. We're walking in our healing. And every day we become more and more Christ-like. We will be healed when he grabs us and pulls us over the finish line. So keep walking to the light. Rebecca, go ahead and open us in prayer, and we'll go right into our first song that I really want everyone to pay attention to the words.
Okay. Lord, thank you so much for this day and this opportunity to have this radio show and to share your love, your light, and your goodness with us, and actually more importantly, your unconditional love. Lord, we thank you today for Maria. It is her birthday. And we honor her life in a very, very special way, and thank you for her. Father, we thank you for Becky and her show, and we thank you for all the people that started the show, Jimmy James and Magdalena and everyone that came around and the sponsors that have been a part of this and everyone that has come together to try to help make this special, Robert and all the people. But, Lord, most importantly today, we thank you for this day and for what you're doing in our lives. As Maria said, we've all been on the bathroom floor. And as I expressed earlier when the show first opened, This week has been a week of that for me, and I thank you, Lord, for what you're teaching me. I think we all walk around, and there are many listeners out there that walk around with shame, and that's one thing I want to pray about today, is that many of us have shame for things that other people have done to us, or for something that we have done, or for whatever the situation is. But Lord, we know that that is just a way that Satan uses to keep us away from you. And so I pray, Father, that as we do the show and as Maria has the song coming up, which is Into the Light, I pray that it is a testimony and just a word of inspiration and a way that people can recognize that we really walk in your love and in your grace and in your glory, and that we are all children of yours, and that you sent your son to die for us on the cross, and that we shouldn't have that shame or guilt or fear or confusion or frustration or just anything that keeps us on the bathroom floor, that we should know that you came, that you sent your son to die for us on that cross. Thank you, God, so much for that. That is such an amazing thing that you have given each of us, which is a gift of eternal life. And I would like to just thank you for all that you have done in my life and all that you've done in each of our lives. I pray for this show and that we touch many lives and that we change many lives and that we make a difference. Because at the very end of the day, as you've all heard me say, we come into this world with nothing and we leave this world with nothing but what we've done here, and then we go to sit with our Father in heaven. So thank you so very much in your precious name for all that you've done for us. Amen.
I've never been one to believe much in ghosts, but to tell you the truth now, my mind is not closed. I've heard there are souls that are lost in between. Somewhere they're going and the places they've been. That sounds a lot like a woman I know. Her love is long gone, but she will not let go. Somebody ought to take a bite. Especially those of the heart-grieving kind. But there comes a point you got to move on ahead.
Yeah.
the most important thing. The most important thing is that we stay focused on that light. And truly, no matter what your darkest moment is, truly, it is has no bearing. As soon as that light goes on, it takes away the darkness. No matter how dark it is, if you just light one match in a dark spot and just focus, and that's all God wants us to do. And when we start walking towards the light, truly, a lot of us think when we become Christian that once you start walking to the light, everything's going to be great. No, things get to be bright. And when you've been in a dark place for a very long time, it's really, really important that you put a dimmer on your switch. Because those of us that have been in a dark place, sometimes we make the mistake and we just flip that switch on. And those of us who know, who've been in the dark, that when you put that much brightness in, and truly, if you're called to do what God has told you to do, you are bright. And Rebecca, you are bright. Becky, you are bright. That is why the enemy wants to take us out, because we're very bright. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Well, I was just going to add to that I'm a firm believer in... Actually, I wasn't a firm believer in it until just this week, because it has been a really hard week for me. But, you know, I think that I have, when you say that, like, just the light, you turn on a flashlight or you light a candle or you match or whatever, you know, it's in those moments that we find who we are. And so, and that we really, really grow. So, like you said, never, ever, ever, ever give up. And this is, like, really, I mean to say this, and I don't know why I want to say this, but I feel like it's on my heart for people that just want to give up. They just want to shut the door and just give up or just go away and die or whatever. We can't do that. We all have a calling on our lives, and we all have a purpose, and God has a plan for each and every one of us. And the biggest opportunities we have are in the dark. Biggest times God is working in our life are in the dark. It's like when he carries us on the beach thing that I always bring up, which I won't go into detail about that, but that is exactly when he's carrying us, and those are our moments of highness, if I can just say it that way.
Well, I usually call it a Holy Spirit high. And
I know.
It's a Holy Spirit high, and it's something, again, If you could inject that into somebody who really doesn't know the Lord, it's such an incredible feeling. And that kind of brings us right into the next song. And again, I'm kind of going through my path a little bit. And once you've hit the bathroom floor quite a few times and God has been the one there picking you up, you really learn to love in such an incredible way. And love is kind of interesting because, as you all know, I'm a love-addicted, codependent, control freak in discovery. And love is very, very crazy. However, what I've learned is I model all of the people around me, all of those that I allow into my personal space. I truly try and love the way that God teaches us all to do it. And, yes, I am so not perfect and get off the mark. But this next song, I want you to just sit back and listen to it, because Rebecca and Becky, again, the last 2 months has been an intense period of time. The last 6 months has been even more intense. And so when you can sit up on the floor and sing this song and know that you sing it to the one who has been there saving you every single time, that's when you know you're building your strength. Because no matter what, you're going to make it. And if you know that you're still the one in his life, because it was you as he was dying on the cross waiting for you, that you're still the one in his life. And no matter what, no matter what trials you go through, that he's still the one in yours. So I want you to sit back and listen to You're Still the One. And this is my personal love song to Joe, God on a Harley.
We've come up, baby. We might have took a long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Matthew 22:37, and he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And when I knew that I could get to that place by just looking at the light and staying focused on that light, knowing that that light is the greatest teacher, the greatest truth, the greatest wisdom, that's when I knew that you can't be shaken. Your foundation is so solid that you don't have to worry about whether or not you're strong enough. However, having the wisdom to sustain that strength is also why we're here today. I think we all come together and we share our experiences and we share scripture. And Becky, I have a feeling that you want to say something, but I may be wrong. But if you want to, unmute and go ahead. But it's an interesting path as we all come together and our dreams are starting to pop and be realistic. And are we strong enough to sustain them? Because as Becky is starting to understand how big this radio show of hers can go, with much blessing comes much responsibility. And can we sustain the strength? Because Rebecca, as you know, every time you go on the bathroom floor, there's a level of weight that when you come back up off, you are carrying with you. However, it's not the baggage type of weight. It's the weight of responsibility due to the fact that God is now shining that light on you and you're responsible for other people watching. Can you say anything about that and that kind of responsibility? Because you have that kind of responsibility just by wearing a crown when you're in pageantry. So what is it like to be wearing a crown for God, Rebecca?
Well, I think that, you know, as women, we have many titles. And when you try really hard to please everybody, and you try to help everybody, and you try to do everything, it can get really exhausting. And at the same time as it can be exhausting, it's such an honor and a privilege, if you know what I mean, to be able to be a part of that and change lives and to make a difference. You know, I feel like, I always say it, I know we have a purpose here. And I know that whatever it is, even if I just made a difference to one person, you know, if I came here just to make a difference to one person, I often have had a real issue in my life. And my biggest issue with my own life is that I haven't loved myself. And so I suppose that's been my Achilles heel, or, you know, my thorn in my flesh, as Paul would say in Ephesians, and all of that. And I think that has oftentimes got me on the bathroom floor, but what has saved me and what the grace has been is that, you know, we have to move forward when we're on the bathroom floor and the light isn't there. We have a purpose and we have a plan and we have a goal, and we all must keep our eye on the ball. We all must keep our eye on the goal. Even though we're hurting, even though we're in pain, even though we are not wanting to move forward. I mean, look, Becky. Becky's had the hardest year of her life. Me, I've had the hardest year of my life. Maria, you've had the hardest year of yours. Magdalena, I know, has had the hardest year of hers. I mean, we've all been going through such change, and osmosis, I think, or metamorphosis. I think there's a saying that says just when you thought, I don't know about the butterfly thing. So I just want us all to really focus on being a butterfly, because we are, and we have a purpose, go ahead.
The caterpillar to the butterfly. And again, that takes some strength. Here is what I am learning. And God bless all of my coaching clients, because they teach me something every day. It's not the strength of being the butterfly or the caterpillar that is what gauges. It is the strength of your ability to be patient during that time that God has you cocooned. That is a lot of our problem.
Hey, I love that. I love that.
Okay,
and that is so true.
Amen, sister. Amen.
That it's true, because look, we go, okay, God, we don't want to be this caterpillar anymore, and we want to be a butterfly. Okay, and He says, okay, my daughter, great. I'll wrap you into this beautiful silk stuff and just stay there for a little while. But no, we can't do that, because we want to control it, and we want to manipulate it, and we want to mold it, and we want to make it into that butterfly. However, we're never, ever going to be able to do it on our own. We don't have enough strength. We don't. So I love how women do compare themselves to the caterpillar, to the butterfly, because it truly does show our strength, because those who can sustain and be patient and be just in wait And we all know God's timing is perfect. It may not be the timing we like or the timing we want or how we want it, but his timing is perfect. And each caterpillar has a different timing on when they're going to be able to blossom. However, it also takes strength. And if you know anything about a caterpillar going into a butterfly, they don't just pop out of their cocoon and fly. No, they have to be patient. And they have to sit there and be vulnerable and open up their wings and let them dry in the sun. Now, that takes strength because most of us are eager to soar, and that is not what God has planned. So it takes a lot of strength just to be able to sit and wait and do nothing but listen to God and tune in to what he's telling you to do for your life, not what you can do to make everybody else's life better or what you can do in order to get something. No, just stay and wait because God's timing is perfect. And in that waiting, you become strong, which brings us to this next song, which is called Strength of a Woman. And I want you just to sit back and listen to Shaggy sing this song. And because, who knows, sometimes I wonder, could God be a woman? Here we go.
All my women, you know, my strong women. So amazing how this world was made. I wonder if God is a woman. The gift of life astounds me to this day. I give it up for the woman. She's the constant wind that fills my sail, oh, that woman. With a smile and a sigh, she'll protect you like a child. That's a woman.
She'll put a smile upon
of a woman. Strength of a woman. Woke up this morning, I got up with a strength of a woman. Picture if you would what life would be. Ain't much good without a woman. She can nag and be a constant pain, oh, that woman. But those hips, she's got me whipped, and it's just too hard to resist. What a woman.
She'll put a smile upon.
strength of a woman.
There is so much strength in this woman. And Rebecca, we're going to start talking about something right now, and I'm not sure if Becky's going to come back or not, but there is a strength in a woman that is also one that brings up the part of our power of our sexuality. And that is something that's really important. And are you there, Rebecca? I'm not sure if you're still there.
Yeah, I'm here, but I'm not a professional on that, you know.
Yeah. There's a lot of power that women have. And as you know, sometimes that power can be used to manipulate. Sometimes it can be used to just bring on a negative part of that energy. And because it's so important, especially on our healing journey, because our sexualities were kind of destroyed and taken away from us when we were really young, and growing up into it, making sure that we can sustain that strength of a woman and also balance that sexuality. And that's why I think God really calls us to be pure. There's a scripture, and again, Rebecca, you may know it, the one that talks about how our bodies are holy temples. Do you know what scripture I'm talking about?
I do. And it really is important to realize that, because, you know, it took me a long time, and I'm still on that journey, and to you know, love my temple. You know, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but no, yes, I do. I recollect that verse, and it's very, very true. And as women that have been sexually abused, we could go many ways with that. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go. I've found it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not of your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. One of the most important things being a woman is being able to have that strength to sustain the power of that sexuality, especially if you have the traits that society would call to be beautiful. And as you know, I think beautiful is all shapes and colors and sizes, and I think it's wonderful. But to,
I think
to be a woman...
Pretty is pretty does. That's what I'd like
right.
to say. That. If you're not pretty inside, then you're not pretty at all, you know?
That's so true. But it's really important, and we are going to have a show about this topic, because it's God has given us a lot of great things, and whatever the enemy has used for bad, God will use for good. And there is reward. There truly is reward. And this is Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. And this is why it's important to take that strength that we have as women, especially with our sexuality, and really use it for good, instead of a manipulating way. And it's really quite interesting, the longer I go on this healing journey, to really talk to women about it and talk to women about all of it. And Rebecca, when you're on the bathroom floor and when I'm on the bathroom floor, and we have guardians out there and other ambassadors that are all going through and walking through because they've made a commitment to God to want to be closer to them. They've made the commitment to walk to the light. They've made the commitment to make him be the only one. And life gets hard when you do that. Temptations come up when you make that choice. But what if you didn't? What if you didn't make the choice, Rebecca, to go out and help people? What if you didn't take the time that it takes to really, truly become that butterfly and just sit in that time with God? What if we didn't do the things that God has called us to do? What do you think life would be like then? What if we didn't? And I keep saying what if because that is the name of our last song. And I want to really talk to you about the words of this song. And Rebecca, I don't know if you know the song. It's by Creed. You know who Creed is, correct?
I do know who they are, but I don't recollect the song. I apologize.
Okay. It's a really hard song by Creed.
Right.
And this is why I want to share it, because it sounds like a very hard rock song. But it's hard because we are strong. We are one, and we've come together. And I want to kind of go through the lyrics of this song. And because really, we can't find any rhyme or reason for some of the things that we do. Correct, Rebecca?
And absolutely. I'm the biggest sinner you've ever met. You know, I fall time and time again and do things I wish I didn't. And, I mean, honestly, I mean, I really am.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to read through, and as we go through these lyrics, I'm going to want us to go and stop and do the same thing. And the first part is, I can't find the rhyme in all my reasons. I've lost sense of time and all seasons. And true, when you're on the bathroom floor, you lose all sense of time. This week has gone by so fast, and it's incredible. Okay. Phil, I've been beaten down, of course, okay, by the words of men who have no grounds. I can't sleep beneath the trees of wisdom when their axe has cut the roots that feed them. This is the words to this song, and I want you, and I'm going to go ahead and continue reading. Forked tongues in bitter mouths can drive a man to bleed from the inside out. These words, these are the things, Rebecca, that you and I have both been up against. People saying things that are not true coming out of their mouths, or doing things that are not truthful coming out of their selves. So I was going to read the whole thing, but I really want you just to actually listen to the words. And again, they're really, really strong. Rebecca?
I'm here.
You there?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yes.
I want you to, before we go into this song, for those who are having a very difficult time and are on the bathroom floor, those warriors, and this specifically is what I'm talking about, those warriors that are out there. And I'll have you close in prayer, and then we'll go and end with the song. I want them all to know that the bathroom floor may be cold, that God's heart is so completely warm that no matter what, we will sustain that time. Because when you are on the bathroom floor, it does. You lose all sense of time and reason. But because of the light, because we have been called, because we know our strength, because He is the one that we focus on, we know that what if we didn't tell? What if we didn't call people to hear our shows, to listen to what we have to say? What if things could go really wrong if we didn't? So, Rebecca, I want you to close us out in prayer and pray for all those warriors on the front line. And Susie Shingazar, who is the advocate on Thursdays, she's been in the hospital with an IV because she's been dehydrated. So our warrior right there, Becky, as you know, she is our warrior. All of the warriors that we have, I want you to pray for them, and I want you to stop and think, what if we didn't do what we were called to do? So, Rebecca, go ahead and close us out in prayer. I want to thank all of our sponsors, and we will see you next week. So close us out.
Lord, thank you so much for this day. It's a glorious, glorious day. And as Maria was saying, Thank you so much for all of those who have made a decision to follow what you've asked them to do, to follow the calling that they've had on their lives. As Maria says, for all the warriors, sometimes, as we know, looking back through the 12 disciples that Jesus had, they all came up against some horrific things, and they were all of Jesus's disciples, and they faced hardness, and they faced death, and they faced many trials and tribulations, and so I guess as warriors, sometimes we do face all of that, but there's also the light and the love and the glory that you give us, and your grace and your word, and the ability to be more like you and to move forward and to change lives and to make a difference. So, Father God in heaven, we thank you for that. We thank you for each and every life on this earth right now. May they find their calling. May they know their goal. May they find their purpose. And may they move forward in your light and in your love and in your grace. And may they live, love, and embrace and believe in every moment. In your precious name, thank you today for all that you do for us. Amen.
Amen. I want us all to know we are one, we are strong, and the more they hold us down, the more we're going to press on. That's in the second verse. Again, please listen to the words, because what if we didn't make the choice to do what he tells us to do? See you next week.
Whoever believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works. This wasn't lip service. Jesus was talking to you. Learn how to claim your God-given dominion to follow the Master's example and restore health, demonstrate supply, harmonize relationships, have victory over sin, healing through prayer, spiritual solutions to life's challenges. I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.
Soul Sister Radio.